Shalom Aleichem and Biyaf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kedushin Pei Aleph, Kedushin 81A, pagination is 161. We'll start from counting up from the wide lines, about 10 lines in the middle of a line, Amar Rabbah. Rabbah taught, we're on the topic of Yichud, the prohibition of seclusion between a man and a woman if they are not husband and wife, or other specific allowances, such as a mother and son, father and daughter. But in general, man and a woman are not allowed to be closeted together. Baila ba'ir ein choshishen misham yichud. If the husband is in the city, then we're not concerned of yichud. Now, this does have limitations, but that's the idea. If the husband is in the city, then the fear of his presence remains, and the woman is protected by that presence. Again, there are exceptions. One of the exceptions we'll see in a second. Amar Rav Yosef said furthermore, Pesach pasuach l'ushus harabim ein choshishen misham yichud. If there's a door open to the public area, then we have no concern of yichud, because people can walk in. Now, this leniency may also have certain limitations. If it's a time of day that no one, time of night particularly, that no one is walking on the street, or some may argue that if no one ever walks into someone else's house, the door is closed, they have no way of knowing that it's not locked. Is there a requirement that it should be ajar? Is there some level that makes it, Pesach Pasuach, an open door? To what extent? But in any case, these are two leniencies that we certainly do employ on many occasions. One is Baila Ba'ir, husband is in the city, and the other is Pesach Pasuach, a door is open, and that open door protects. The Gemara relates a story which is going to put a limitation on these two leniencies. Rav Bibi Ikla Levei Rav Yosef, Rav Bibi came to Rav Yosef's house, Bosa Dekorach Rifta, after they ate the meal, Omar Luhu, Rav Bibi said, Shekule darge mituse bibi, remove the ladder from beneath my room. He was apparently on the second floor and there was a ladder there that was removable. And he said remove it because apparently he was worried that he would be in the same house as Rav Yosef's wife. And if Rav Yosef would go out, then they would end up being yichud. So he wanted them to remove the ladder so that he should not have access to her part of the house. This is an interesting concept, that if you have a border and you want to configure the rooms in such a way that it should not be yichud, so if the woman is closed off from where the man is, for example, if you have a female boarder and she's able to lock the part of the house that she lives in, and she does so, and she has access to the outside in her own way, so then a man would be allowed to be in that house, and it's not considered yichud because she's closed off from where he has access to. And that's this concept. If you pull the ladder from where the man is, then it's no longer yichud. So they asked, V'ha'amar Rabbah, Baila be'ir, ein choshesha misham yichud. Even if Rav Yosef does go out, but he's still in the city, and we just learned that that's not called yichud. And the answer is, Shaini Rav Bibi, Rav Bibi's case was unique, because he was familiar with this woman, they were neighbors, And he was on a different level of familiarity. It wasn't a regular woman. It was Gaisabe. There was a level of familiarity. And once a person enters that level, the rules become more strict, and Baila Be'ir was not sufficient, and he wanted the latter moved, so that indeed there should be no Yichud. In Shulchan Aruch, Simen Chaf Beis, in Evan HaEzer, we find that Gaisa Be'i indeed impacts both of these rules. In Sivches, we find Isha Shabaila Be'ir, the woman has her husband in the city. Ein choshishin lehisyachid ima, you don't have to worry about yichud, mipnei she'emas baila aleha, because the fear of her husband's presence is with her, so she's protected. However, gasba, if he's very familiar with her, for example, they grew up together, cousins perhaps, if they live in the same community, might have this level of gasba, then lo yisyachid ima afa pisha baila be'ir, not allowed to do yichud, even if the husband is in the city, because of this gaisa be'i, that changes the rule. Likewise in siftes, bayis shapischo pasuach lushus harabim, if the door is open to the public area, there's no problem of yichud. However, both the Chelkas Mechokek and the Beis Shmuel comment, im gasba osur. If he's familiar with her, then just leaving the front door open is not sufficient, and we would have to consider exactly how to find a solution if such a situation is required. Let's continue with a story on the third line of the Wides. At the end of the line, Hanach Shavu Yaisa, there were captured girls, the Asoi Lenahar Doha, that came to Nahar Doha, and the people of the community redeemed them. They were captives, they were taken prisoner, and they were redeemed. Jewish girls. Askinu Levei Rav Amram Chasida, they took the girls to the home of Rav Amram Chasida, where they felt that they would be secure. Ashkulu Darga Mikamayhu, and they removed the ladder from where these girls were situated, so that Rav Amram Chasida did not have access to it, as we'll see in a few moments, next line, we'll see that the ladder was very heavy and it needed 10 people to move it. So this was considered a protection. While one of them passed the hatchway, the light shone on her, and it affected this great Rav Amram, who was known as Rav Amram Chasida, and he developed a desire for her. Shakli Rav Amram Ledarga, Rav Amram moved the step system, the ladder, the Lava Yachlin Be'asara Lemidlaye, that normally could not be moved even by 10 people. Dalya Lechudei, he moved it on his own. Such was the extent of his desire, and it just took him over. We would describe it as an adrenaline rush. Solik Va'azil, and he was going to go up the ladder and encounter the girls. Kimata Lepalga Darga Ifshech. When he got halfway on the ladder, he gained control of himself. He realized what he was doing. And he's standing there still with the desire, but in that moment of trying to overcome and gain control of the situation. And the way he did gain control was Ramakala, he called out in a voice, Nura Bey Amram, there's a fire in the house of Amram. Asu Rabbanon, so the rabbis came running when they heard the cry, and they realized what had happened. Amrulei, they told him, Kasiftinon, you've embarrassed us, that you should make this public, that you had a desire, is embarrassing to us. Amaluhu, he told them, Mutav tichsefu be'amram ba'al mohadein, better that there should be embarrassment in this world, and there shouldn't be embarrassment in the next world as a result of a misbehavior. He was still standing there, but now he had the support of the people associated with him. But he still had to get rid of the desire, apparently. He employed a method of oath that caused the desire to leave him. Nafak minei, when it left him, ki amuda denura, it appeared like a pillar of fire. Omalei, so he said to the desire, chazida at nura va'ano bisra, look, you're fire and I'm mere flesh. Va'ano adifna minach, and I figured out a way to overcome you. And that's the great accomplishment that's described here, that he had a desire and he was able to vanquish it. We have a principle called Godol Mechavero Yitzra Godol. Anybody who's great has an even greater desire, because the Yitzhahara, similar Lahavdil, like a coach, is going to put an obstacle or a tension that matches the person's greatness. So it's a challenge. And this was the challenge that was presented to Rav Amram Chasida. On Amud Beis, I want to call attention just to one line. Midway in the wides, also midway on the line pretty much, in the name of Rav Yehuda, in the name of Rav Asi, Misyached Adam Im Achoso, a person is allowed to be secluded with his sister, v'dor im imo v'imbito, and he's allowed to live with his mother and his daughter. And the commentaries point out that there's a difference of wording here. You're allowed to be secluded with your sister, you're allowed to live in the same home as your mother and daughter. Apparently, to live with one's sister is being indicated here as being restricted. It's only you're allowed to be seclusion with her. There's a very clear change of terminology between the seclusion and the living with. And therefore, there's discussion about a brother-sister actually living in the same home with no one else as being more of a concern, whereas with a mother or daughter, the Gemara clearly allowed it. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.